This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
God, you keep us waiting. You, the God of all time, want us to wait for the right time in which to discover who we are, where we must go, who will be with us, and what we must do. So thank you for this waiting time. Amen. Happy New Year! We celebrate the new liturgical year with this, our first Sunday of Advent. It is an appropriate time for us to have this season of joyful expectation and waiting, active waiting, because this is the time of our year when it is getting darker and darker, and we will approach that time that is the shortest day of daylight in our year, and then the light will start to come back, and the light will come into the world as we celebrate the coming of Christ to Christmas. This is a good time for us. It was intentional that some of the hymns we are singing today are set to the tune of Christmas carol melodies, but with Advent words. Because I think that is in some way what we are called to be during this season, to carry that tune of Christmas, but knowing what is coming on December 25th, to have the ability to stay focused on the things that matter leading up to it. It's important for us. It's important for the world. I don't know if you remember, but there was a rather gory movie that was out about 10 years ago called The Fight Club. I couldn't watch the whole thing, but I did see bits and parts of it. But there's one scene that always stuck with me. And there are these two very mean guys, and they accost this person outside of a convenience store. And the one guy is meaner than the other, and he puts a gun to the innocent person's head, makes him hand over his wallet, and starts rifling through the wallet and pulls out a picture and says something like, "Is this your family? Well, look at this picture because it's the last time you're ever going to see them." And he goes through all these horrible, horrible things. And finally, when you think he's going to take the man's life, he reholsters his gun and the two of them walk away. They get a little ways away, and the less meaner of the two says to the other one, "Why did you do that?" And with his twisted personality, the man says, "Well, when that guy gets up tomorrow, the coffee is never going to have tasted better. He is never going to be as passionate about his life as he will be tomorrow." Now that's a little twisted. But I think it is a bit, if we turn it around, what Jesus is trying to get at when he talks about these end times. We begin every Advent season, regardless of what year it is, with one of these apocalyptic readings that talk about the end of time. And this is no exception as we begin year A with Matthew's Gospel. And so we have these reading of Jesus in the Gospel talking about the end time. Two people will be in the field, one will be taken, the other left. They will be eating, they will be drinking, they will be marrying. Not that they're doing anything to excess, but the point is that at some point God will break in. God will be like that thief in the night. And it is a reminder to us that this is a time for us to focus on that which truly, truly matters. I talked to somebody this past week who had had their home broken into while they were there. And it is an incredibly, I can't imagine, but such an invasion of privacy, such a loss of, you feel like you've lost all security. I mean, our home, it's the place we go to. It's the place when you've had enough with the world, you can go in and shut your door, and you can sit, and the world is yours. And that even that has been invaded. Well, think of your soul. Think for a minute about those full body scanners that everybody's all excited about. Supposing they had one of those that could look into your soul and you could see what was in there. I think that's a little bit about what Jesus is trying to get at in this season. All those areas that you seem are too private, all those areas you don't want to go into, all of those things, he says, let's take a look at that. Let's step back and look at the raw data. And let's see where we might do something here. I'm going to ask you, do Christmas different this year. Do this season different this year. Look at it differently. The person was telling me they went back into their home and they felt like they needed to rearrange all the rooms and the furniture to start new so they could get over this thing. Well, maybe do that with your soul this Christmas season, this Advent season. Look at the ways in which God might be asking us to prioritize, reprioritize. There is, for many people, a very blue time this year because of losses, because of sicknesses. God would never want to cause any of that to happen. But when it does happen, these times of year, in a true sense, enable us to let God touch us in ways we have never been touched before. It's important. So when I ask you to think about this season differently, I raise the questions I give to you each and every year. How many of you remember what you got for Christmas last year? How many of you remember what you got for Christmas 2 years ago? How many of you remember the people who normally send you Christmas cards who didn't send you one last year? I bet any of us would be hard-pressed to answer any of those questions. That should give us a hint that those things aren't all that important. So do it differently this year. Don't get so caught up in the list of things that you have to get done because why? Because it always gets done. Do you remember the strings of lights that didn't work last year? No. It doesn't matter. I can't even remember if we got our Christmas lights up last year or not, and it really doesn't matter. Enjoy this season. It is a wonderful season. I am the biggest Christmas person there is. But when it gets to the point when there are fights at the cash register because you've got 9 items and you're only supposed to have 8, give it a break. So do it different this season. Let your light come early into the world before December 25th. So when you are out there, be that light. Let the other person have that parking spot that's 12 spaces away from the front door of the store as opposed to 20. When there is somebody who's trying to fight to make a left-hand turn, let him go. Smile at him. Say a prayer for him. Do the things that might make a difference in this season. And all those things that are on your list, it will get done because it always does. This season, with singing that melody in your heart, just keep the Advent words of joyful expectation because we know what's coming. We know what will be there on December 25th. I ran across a version of Psalm 23. And this particular version of Psalm 23, I think, sort of puts things into a good context for us as we look at going into this busy time in our lives. It goes like this. The Lord is my pace setter. I shall not rush. He makes me stop for quiet intervals. He provides me with images of stillness which restore my serenity. He leads me in the way of efficiency through calmness of mind, and His guidance is peace. Even though I have a great many things to accomplish each day, I will not fret, for His presence is here. His timelessness, His all-importance will keep me in balance. He prepares refreshment and renewal in the midst of my activity by anointing my mind with His oils of tranquility. My cup of joyous energy overflows. Truly, harmony and effectiveness shall be the fruits of my hours, for I shall walk in the pace of my Lord and dwell in His house forever. Happy Advent.